Hey everybody, it's Shaman Sister Sin, and you are watching for the first time ever the first video podcast from Meditations and More, presented to you by the Little Shaman. That's me, the Little Shaman. And today I would like to talk to you about borderline personality disorder. I've done a series on narcissistic personality disorder, and now I'd like to do one about borderline personality disorder, specifically why therapy is so difficult for some borderline patients and why it often doesn't work. Now, this whole subject should be prefaced by stating right away that a lot of people suffering from BPD find that therapy works very well for them, and that's wonderful, but unfortunately it's not that way for everybody. So today I want to talk about some of the reasons why therapy can be so challenging for some borderline patients. Therapy requires a commitment to wellness and an understanding of the disorder by the patient. And because personality disorders are so thoroughly entrenched in the way a person thinks and perceives things, people suffering from BPD often can't really see their disorder. To them, it literally looks like everybody else is the problem. They truly believe that things did happen the way that they think they did, and they truly believe that they're a victim. In fact, they are a victim, but not in the way that they imagine. They're a victim of their illness, not of somebody else's perceived cruelty or indifference. Complicating it a little further is that borderline patients are often master liars and master manipulators, and even the most astute observer often can't detect their lies. And why is that? Because there's no lie to detect. They really believe what they're saying. So that can make therapy very, very difficult. One of the biggest issues that you find dealing with people who have BPD is misperception. They often don't remember things the way that you do at all, especially when it comes to stressful situations. If you have a borderline family member, you undoubtedly know that. They will accuse you of saying things you didn't say or doing things you didn't do, and there's no talking them out of it. They truly remember it that way. The best explanation for this is that most, quote, normal people fit their emotions to the facts, but people with BPD fit the facts to their emotions. In other words, a, quote, normal person does not become upset until you've done something to upset them or until something happens to upset them, whereas a person with BPD is already upset. So they perceive that you've done something to hurt them when in fact you haven't. If you have a borderline loved one, then you know this is extremely difficult to deal with because nothing you say or do or don't say or don't do makes any difference at all. They see rejection and abandonment in everything you say because that's what they're afraid of. Unfortunately, there's no reasoning with this, and there's no talking them out of it or using proof or facts to try to sway them because it's not a reasonable or rational state of mind. The problem is that when a person with BPD gets close to someone emotionally, the other person is automatically seen as a threat and as an enemy. The borderline patient expects that they'll be hurt, and they react as such. They punish the partner or their parent or anybody that they're close to for things the person hasn't done and oftentimes would never do. This translates to therapists too, and it's one of the reasons that therapy often does not work. Therapy will never work when the patient sees the therapist as an enemy or as someone who's trying to deceive or trick or hurt them. Another barrier to treatment is that many therapists and doctors just plain will not treat BPD because the patients are often so difficult. BPD is sometimes called the leprosy of mental illness. That says a lot about what the mental health community thinks about borderline personality disorder. Other well-meaning but truly misguided therapists diagnose a less stigmatized illness and treat that, which results in less effective treatment. Still, other therapists believe that it's not a real illness, that it's a catch-all sort of diagnosis with no real definition, or that it only occurs in women, which is absolutely not true. None of these things help or make therapy any easier. It's also very difficult for therapy to work when so much of what the borderline says is lies, misunderstandings, and skewed perceptions. They routinely misunderstand things others have said, and they then attribute the misperceived meaning to the person, so what they think the person meant becomes what the person actually said in their recollection. People with BPD might also lie outright, and they often can't really see any of their own wrongdoing, especially if the BPD diagnosis is complicated with other personality disorders like narcissistic personality disorder. A therapist who doesn't understand BPD and who relies on the patient to self-report might get completely wrong information, and this is very dangerous, both for the patient and the people in the patient's life. Now, as if all those things weren't bad enough, complicating therapy even further is the fact that there's no such thing as pure BPD. Borderline personality disorder always occurs comorbidly with other things. Eating disorders, substance abuse problems, depression, just a whole host of things. It's also not uncommon to find that a borderline patient has other personality disorders, often more than one. Narcissistic personality disorder, histrionic personality disorder, and antisocial personality disorder often occur in tandem with borderline personality disorder, and the presence of even one of these disorders makes any treatment significantly more difficult. The presence of NPD in particular, narcissistic personality disorder in particular, can make successful therapy almost completely impossible. Perhaps the biggest obstacle for therapy is that therapists just don't see the borderline patient the way that they really are. Therapists see the patient in a very controlled environment for a very short period of time where 100% of the focus and the attention is on the borderline patient. Now, borderline patients, as you know, if you have a borderline loved one, they have the most difficulty when they feel rejected or abandoned. So in a therapy session where all of the focus and attention is on them, it's not a situation where they're going to feel triggered. That's not a situation where the illness is going to show up. Since therapists don't see the borderline patient acting out, they often inadvertently reinforce the borderline patient's belief that there's nothing wrong, or that what the patient claims is wrong is not correct or exaggerated, or that it really is everybody else who has the problem. They can inadvertently validate untrue beliefs that the borderline patient's family members are uncaring, are unloving, are cruel, because they're seeing it all through the borderline skewed perception and not understanding that they're not seeing the true picture. Validating these beliefs is extremely counterproductive because one of the biggest hurdles in treating BPD or any personality disorder is getting the patient to understand that their perception is distorted. If this distorted perception is validated, it becomes even that much harder to address. So one bad therapist can undo years of good therapy and years of progress by inadvertently validating the patient's fears. So overall, the long-term prognosis for therapy for BPD patients can be very positive if it's handled correctly. And most importantly, if the borderline patient truly wants to get help and truly understands, number one, that there's a problem, and number two, what the problem is. The selection of a therapist, though, is really crucial to the success of the therapy, perhaps maybe more with BPD than with other illnesses. There are a lot of excellent therapists out there, but there are also a lot of bad ones, and there are a lot of therapists who don't understand BPD or personality disorders very well at all. These therapists can inadvertently make the disorder harder to treat, especially if they're unaware of the manipulative aspects of BPD and with the other cluster B personality disorders that often exist with it. If the therapist your family is working with does not listen to you, does not take your concerns seriously, does not seem to believe what's being said about the borderline patient, takes sides in any way, or seems to make things worse somehow, find a new one. There are many therapists out there, and with a little patience, you can find one who will help you and your loved ones. And don't forget, the therapist is doing a service for you. You're paying them to do a job, and if you don't like the way they're doing it, you can fire them and hire somebody else. Don't be afraid to ask your therapist questions. Don't be afraid to interview the therapist. This is your mental health or your loved one's mental health, your family's mental health, and it should be taken very, very seriously. Don't be a passenger in your own healthcare. May the Great Spirit bless you and have a wonderful day.